This podcast is made possible by Journey North. In recent years, by act of Congress, the third Friday in May is Endangered Species Day. This is a day, a weekend in some places, set aside to educate the public and bring about a greater consciousness about endangered species worldwide. Many groups that work with these creatures participate and promote this annual event. Mark Rockwell is the California field representative for the Endangered Species Coalition and works with preparation and organization of this specially sanctioned day. Mark, why even have an Endangered Species Day?
Endangered Species Day is an opportunity to recognize the world's most important wildlife protection law, the Endangered Species Act, and the need to care for and prevent the loss of species that call America home. That's the purpose of it and why we have the day. It's the third Friday of May each year, and it was begun by an idea, actually, of Mr. David Robinson out here in San Diego, California. He's now our Endangered Species Day board chairman, and does a terrific job and is really engaged. Each year, it has been supported by a U.S. Senate resolution designating the third Friday in May a National Day of Recognition. The ESA was signed into law in 1973 by President Nixon, and since then has been overwhelmingly supported by nearly all Americans. Having one day a year in its honor reminds us all how important wildlife diversity is to ourselves and our families, and the need to pass this great wildlife heritage on to future generations.
What sort of events have taken place in the past for Endangered Species Day?
We've had events in lots of different venues and places and locations around the country over the last several years, and it's been increasing in numbers almost every year. We've had tours in zoos from New York City to Portland and from Maine to Florida. We've had events and tours at Disney World and their Wild Animal Park,
Absolutely.
As well as the Wild Animal Park in San Diego. The last 2 years, we've partnered with the Fish and Wildlife Service for tours, talks, and art contests at key refuges around the country. We have a big national Endangered Species Day art contest. This year, we've had over 2,000 entries to that contest. The winners are brought to Washington, D.C. to be honored at the national ceremony at the U.S. Botanical Gardens on Endangered Species Day. And we have literally hundreds of events around the country every year. And events will be listed on the website, www.endangeredspeciesday.org. So anybody who would like to see if you can find an event in your local area can go to the website and click on the events icon. And you can actually put your zip code in and search in a mile radius around that your living area to see what events are going on. And I think one of the easiest things you can do is go to the website and download the 10 easy things to do at home to help endangered species. 10 things you can do individually that help species in your own backyard, and I think that's important too. On the website, there's great resources for teachers. There's curriculum for all the way from kindergarten through high school. So there's just a indescribable number of opportunities to do something around Endangered Species Day.
Many groups and organizations work to promote and host Endangered Species Day events, including U.S. Fish and Wildlife and many others. The International Crane Foundation, based in Baraboo, Wisconsin, is the only place in the world where you can see all 15 crane species in one place. Since the early 70s, their work has promoted wetlands and bird habitat worldwide, working to save these iconic birds, many threatened, with a few like the whooping cranes, very endangered. Claire Mirandi has been with the ICF for 26 years. She is the Senior Director of Conservation Networking. Claire, what does Endangered Species Day mean for the International Crane Foundation?
Endangered Species Day and events like that are really important opportunities for the people who are working every day with the birds passionately to connect to the other people out in the community who care and want to learn more and can really make a difference. Cranes in particular are one of the most threatened families of birds in the world. There's 15 species, 11 of which are threatened. They're also a really charismatic, beautiful bird, you know, about 5 foot tall, beautiful calls, very dramatic. And they have a prominent place in many cultures around the world. They're symbols of long life and good marriage. And through this, they draw people together so that we're able to protect not only the cranes, but use them as a flagship for wetlands and all the other species that live there, including humans and often very poor people who depend on these same homes.
Now, why would you say Endangered Species Day is important? It's coming up on May 20th. Why is it important to the future of cranes all across the world?
There are still many, many challenges ahead of us. And I think this is an important day for us to connect to these species that are so close to our heart and what we value is important. And I really encourage people to come out and join these days. They're fun. It's a great opportunity to meet your conservation heroes, the people who are doing what you probably want to do yourself, and to get to know them and realize they're real people, to find out about their work, to support their organizations, and also to challenge yourself on ways that you personally might get involved. I know for our organization, we couldn't do what we do without our important volunteer teams. And there's opportunities to take care of chicks, to participate in crane counts, which we have a day coming up, or do seed collecting. But again, it's collectively what we can all do. And this is a chance to learn and to look at how we can all best work together in the next year, particularly with the challenges that the Endangered Species Act is going to be facing.
Claire, do you have any suggestions, other than the things you just mentioned, of course, as to how people can participate in Endangered Species Day this year?
I think it's really important for people to go out and to join these events, but not necessarily just to participate, but if you really care, work with your local organizers how to do them. I just want to give one example because it's happening here, but these events are happening around the world. Mm-hmm. Last year, we ran 120 crane celebrations in 9 countries. It started as a very small number. This is in Asia. The people love them. And we gave them basic tools and information to share, but the best parts were things that people came up with. They came up with songs and dances and poetry competitions and kids' artwork, and they got together and they talked to each other about what they're doing. And I think it created a lot more energy, synergy, and creativity. And from that, they also brought in decision makers. They brought in, you know, the school teachers. But it wasn't just the kids. It's people who can make a difference. And I think it's a chance to, again, to learn what you can do in your life, from just living green at home to, you know, supporting these broader efforts.
May 20th is Endangered Species Day. Visit StopExtinction.org for information about this event for your school or group. To learn about the 15 different species of cranes found worldwide, go to the International Crane Foundation at SavingCranes.org. For Journey North, I'm Mark Chenoweth.